You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Tuesday. It is Tuesday. It is the 15th of March, and you're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, or perhaps you're doing it on your smart speaker, or even on the Grado radio app. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it. Great to be with you this morning. It's me, Jerry D. I'm going to start off by looking at relevancy of this date, 15th of March, to the world of entertainment. I don't know if you remember, probably not if you weren't listening to us, yesterday morning we started off in 1804 with the Austrian romantic composer Johann Strauss. He was born on this day. But when we move forward to the year 1835... Austrian composer Eduard Strauss was born. Yes, he, together with brothers Johann II and Joseph, made up the Strauss musical dynasty. The family dominated the Viennese light music world for decades, creating many waltzes and polkas and, this was for many Austrian nobility, as well as dance music enthusiasts around the world. Yes, that was it. It would have been, I suppose, equivalent to, something like a disco today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Truly fine. She's a The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. That is Foreigner, of course, live in Switzerland, cold as ice. And before that, we were all on a train. Yes, we were joining train there, and she's on fire. Send her over to Switzerland. That'll chill her down a bit.
Music.
Ennio Morricone's in there, isn't he? Of course he is. That's so Wanted, and let's get ugly. Wanted, by the way, British-Irish boy band, and they released that on their album. Their album was called just simply The Wanted, and that was one of the tracks. It wasn't released as a single, that track, but the first time I heard it, I thought, I like that, it's a little bit different. Majority of the album was written by the members of the band with the help of the songwriters Steve Mack, Wayne Hector, Ed Drewell, I think Lucas Sikon and Lucas Hilbert are in there somewhere as well. The album was available multi-editions in those days, including a deluxe edition exclusive to the supermarket Tesco. Just doesn't get much better than that, does it? Anyway, from The Wanted, it's time to do this. I'm going to put you in the shower. Because we're about 15 and a half minutes right now after the 6 o'clock. And going from Ireland to London. This is the London Boys. Then dance, dance, dance with the London Boys in the shower this morning. How'd you get? Come on. That's it. put on some nice smelly, especially if you're going on the metro this morning. Right, London Boys. Believe it or not, London Boys were German-based British dance pop duo. They were composed of Eden Ephraim and that was Dennis Fuller as well. The thing is, it's all rather sad, really. The duo were killed when their car was hit by a drunk driver in the Eastern Alps in Austria on the 21st of January in 1996. Ephraim's wife also died in the accident, leaving their three-year-old son orphaned and leaving Fuller's 10-year-old daughter without a father. Not very sad. Great band. They're good fun as well, the London Boys. Time on the Breakfast Show. We keep you an eye on the time. 20 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Busy little morning this morning. How do I know that? I had a little peek to see what I'm supposed to be doing this morning. I'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. Get myself sorted out. I've had my espresso. I need another cup of coffee, though. I'm going to go and get it now, all right? Good morning, Whitney. Whitney Houston there. How will I know?
How will I know?
Time on The Breakfast Show, 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, that's a Crowded House, and don't dream it's over. Not yet, at any rate. You've got a little while to go, yes. We've got about 3.5 hours to go. Right, I'll tell you what, one of the things we got for you, of course, well, it is Tuesday, and we will be linking up in the last hour of this morning's programme with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon, up there in Canada. But in our 8 o'clock hour, around about 8.30 this morning, we're going to be talking with Florian Davroux from Alliance Francaise, and it is Francophonie Month. This month, and we're going to be talking from France. He's over there in France at the moment, photographer Gregory Herp. He has an exhibition on, and we're talking all about that, chatting with the photographer as well. So that's going to be rather nice, isn't it? Keeps me busy. So that's what we've got. Of course, all our normal bits and pieces as well. Keep an eye on the time. We are 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it is great to be with you on this Tuesday morning as we make our way through the week. It is the 15th of March. Taking a look at some of the items in the local news, the Panama news this morning. More details on these later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. The epidemiological report of yesterday, Monday, reports 3 deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, which brings the accumulated number of deaths now sadly to 8,140. It was confirmed that there are 146 new infections, and to detect the new cases, 3,668 tests were applied, returning a positivity of, still coming down, 4%. The report adds that the active cases total 2,420, 2,297 are in home isolation. There are 123 people hospitalized right now. Those in isolation, they're divided into 2,268 at home and 29 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalized, we have 108 patients in the wards and we have 15 patients in the intensive care units. Starting yesterday, nursing staff from the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund carried out school vaccination against COVID-19 in 1,552 schools in 39 circuits and 81 districts in the country. The Ministry of Health, the Minister of Health in charge, Yvette Berrio, said that the number of vacancies... got the wrong eyes in this morning. The number of vaccines, it begins with a V... let's start that one again. The Minister of Health in charge, Yvette Berrio, said that the number of vaccines necessary for this day, which will last until the 18th of March, are available. We're prepared for the number of students we have, she stressed. Berrio urged parents to take advantage of the opportunity and allow their children to be vaccinated. To do this, they must sign the consent or accompany their children on the immunisation day. Considering that it is not recommended, the attorney for the administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, objected to Bill 650, which aims to modify the municipal regime to exempt municipalities, community boards, provisional councils from the provision contained in the public and regional procurement law. Said bill was presented in July of 2021 by the deputy of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, Javier Sucre, who chairs the Municipal Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. Well, what should be promoted, this is what Rigoberto said, what should be promoted is the introduction of these mechanisms within the public procurement law, which would ensure compliance with the ethical principles linked to the purchasing system. Good grief. Yes, I can see them doing that. It was good. I think somebody was trying to make a shortcut there, weren't you? For being able to spend the money. When investigating a case about the possible sale of a ruling in the Supreme Court of Justice for which Oyden Ortega Collado, son of former magistrate Oyden Ortega Duran, and a former secretary, Claudia Percate, were convicted on Friday. The anti-corruption prosecutor's office did not find, apparently, any elements that revealed the connection of magistrates with this crime and that forced them to send the file to the National Assembly, the competent entity to investigate the magistrates. So I say that's, I know we mentioned that one yesterday, but more information has come out about that, so you'll find out more about that, 8 and 9 o'clock. By admitting the request to revoke the mandate filed by the lawyer, Roberto Ruiz Diaz, this is against the mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, the regional directorate of electoral organization of the electoral court, the Tribunal Electoral, incurred a clear abuse of authority. This was argued by the lawyer Carlos Carrillo, who represents Fábrega, when appealing the decision of the Tribunal Electoral last week. And it says here that Article 500 of the Electoral Code states that no authority can face more than one request for revocation of mandate by popular initiative at the same time. And Tribunal Electoral is already processing a request in the sense presented by Raul Ricardo Rodriguez. So basically they're saying, you're already doing it once, you can't do it twice. External deposits boosted the growth of deposits in the international banking center last year. Now, the market closed 2021 with $33,880.6 million in external deposits, a figure that represents an increase of $1,625 million, or 5% compared to 2020. External deposits set the growth trend, but the bulk of the deposits continues to be in internal deposits, which closed 2021 at $63,134.3 million. By the way, adding foreign and domestic deposits, the International Banking Center closed the year with $97,014.9 million in deposits. That's a 1.9% increase on 2020. The National Migration Service reported on Monday on the arrest of a Somali citizen with a criminal record who had entered the country irregularly after crossing a border with Colombia. The authorities confirmed that this person was held at the immigration reception station in San Vicente in Darien after verifying that he had a criminal record and links to terrorist activities. It was reported that one of the tools to verify the identity of these people is biometric technology. This is used at checkpoints to detect those who have this type of international alert. The 12 people who have been detained this year with a current alert are for crimes such as homicide, fraud, terrorism, drug trafficking, among others. And that's it. That's what we got in the local news this morning. I'll say more details on that a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time now, 22 minutes before 7 o'clock. that is My Heart Will Go On, club version by Clueless. I'm beginning to think, you know, that just about sums me up this morning. By the way, listen, my calendar for this year, which I guess it's so typical, I keep forgetting the name of. Yeah, it's all about growing old and, you know, forgetting things. Senior Moments calendar, there we go. I knew it would come to me eventually. It's going to be a long morning, isn't it? It says here, like this, this is from Groucho Marx. Growing old is something you do, if you're lucky. Hold on tight there. A little bit of French in there. Did you notice that? Rather applicable, isn't it, for this morning? Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 before the hour of 7 o'clock. I was just looking at some of the things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. If you want to go to the year 1966, good year, remember that well. British singer Tom Jones, he wins a Grammy for Best New Artist.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and follow your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you.
So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do, you and your pussycat lips, you and your pussycat eyes. And your pussycat knows.
Come on, baby. We're gonna have a sing up here.
There you go, takes two, you know. Robbie Williams together with Rod Stewart there. That's 8 minutes before the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Before that, it was Mr. Tom Jones, or Sir Tom Jones, as he is these days. Sir Tom Jones and What's New Pussycat. This is Mads Langer, and, well, you're not alone.
In a way, it's all a matter of time. I will not worry for you, you will be just fine. Take my thoughts with you, and when you look behind, you will surely see a face that you recognize. Yeah, yeah, you're not alone. I'll wait till the end of time. Open your mind, surely it's plain to see you're not alone. Life a little hard. Two minds that once were close, now so many miles apart. I will not falter though, I'll hold on till you're home. Yeah, yeah. Safely back where you belong, and see how a lover's grown. You're not alone. Open your mind. Surely it's plain to see you're not alone. I'll wait till the end of time for you. Open your mind. Surely it's time to be with me. You're not alone. Surely it's time to be with me. Open your mind, yeah.
You're not alone. 5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines this morning. Needless to say, it's all about Ukraine again today. 7:30, we'll take a look at the world of business. See what's happening in that as well. International business for you as well. Looking at the news these days, I think just about it's all summed up really by this record from the Rolling Stones. Doom and gloom.
Oh,
It's time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with us here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. The time right now, just half a minute, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for you for this Tuesday morning. Three European prime ministers were travelling to Kiev on Tuesday, the first foreign leaders to visit the Ukrainian capital since Russia launched its invasion, in a striking symbol of Ukraine's success so far in fending off Russia's assault. Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala and Poland's Mateusz Morawiecki, there we go, announced her plans for the visit, saying that they and Slovenia's Janez Janša would meet Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky's office confirmed the plans. I guess they're not giving out too much information, which is quite wise as well. Russian shelling struck Kyiv on Tuesday, killing at least two people, authorities said, as invading forces tighten their grip on Ukraine's capital, and the mayor announced a 35-hour curfew starting at 8 p.m. Two large blasts echoed across the center of the city just before dawn on Tuesday. Late on Monday, a tracer bullets flashed across the night sky as Ukrainian forces apparently targeted an enemy drone. And as I said, a curfew will be imposed on Ukraine's capital, and that's to say going through until, it's going right through from 8 p.m. to Tuesday at 7 a.m. This is starting on Thursday after several apartment blocks were struck by Russian forces based outside the city. This is according to the mayor, Vitaly Klitschko. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday raised concerns about China's alignment with Russia in a seven-hour meeting with Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi, as Washington warned of the isolation and penalties Beijing will face if it helps Moscow in its invasion of Ukraine. The meeting took place in Rome as Washington told allies in NATO and several Asian countries that China had signaled its willingness to provide military and economic aid to Russia to support its war, two U.S. officials have been quoted as saying. The European Union formally approved on Tuesday a new barrage of sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, which include bans on investments in the Russian energy sector, luxury goods exports and imports of steel products from Russia. The sanctions, which come into effect after publication in the EU official journal later on Tuesday, also freezes the assets of more business leaders who support the Russian state, including Chelsea Football Club owner Roman Abramovich. Russian prosecutors on Tuesday asked a court to sentence jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny to an additional 13 years in prison on fraud and contempt of court charges. The TASS news agency reported Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp east of Moscow for parole violations related to charges he says were trumped up to thwart his political ambitions. The Kremlin said on Tuesday that the actions of a woman who interrupted a live news bulletin on Russia's state TV Channel 1 to denounce the war in Ukraine amounted to hooliganism. The protester, in an extraordinary act of dissent on Monday, held up a sign behind the studio presenter and shouted slogans denouncing the war in Ukraine. As far as this woman is concerned, this is hooliganism, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters, praising Channel 1 for what he called its quality, objective, and timely programming. The USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier led military exercises in the Yellow Sea and air defense artillery at Osan Air Base intensified drills. US forces in Asia said on Tuesday this is amid signs of an imminent North Korean long-range missile test. Tension on the Korean Peninsula has been growing amid speculation North Korea could test its largest intercontinental ballistic missile at full range as soon as this week. This is after threatening to break a self-imposed 2017 moratorium on long-range missile and nuclear testing. And that's it for the news headlines. We'll take a look at business around about 7:30 this morning. So that's all coming up. We'll take a look at the weather as well as we get sort of halfway through through the next half hour. Time right now, though, we're just making our way to 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. That's what it's called, Sea Vida A. That's the way life is. That comes from the Pet Shop Boys on this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping eye on the time, 9 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Here's one from the Water Boys. It's called The Soul Singer. We might have The Soul Singer right after this one.
Quicksilver moods, the soul singer.
Better than coffee.
there we go. Yes, we had the Water Boys and the Soul Singer, and then we had one, Arthur Connolly and Sweet Soul Music. And that was released by Arthur Connolly back in 1967. Written by him together with the legendary Otis Redding and based on the Sam Cooke song, Yeah Man, from his posthumous album Shake. The opening riff, by the way, is a quote from Elmer Bernstein's score for the 1960 movie, The Magnificent Seven. Yeah. Soul music, can't beat it. Oh, Arthur Connolly there. Now let's take a look at today's weather, shall we? We're going to do, as we usually do, go over to the province of Colón, to Costa Arriba, and start over there. We're looking at temperatures today of 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum over there, 21 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation at 35 degrees Celsius with a relative humidity of 80%. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Oh, it's a miserable day over there. I wonder if it's going to be any better over this side. Let's take a look at West Panama, shall we? And let's see, we've got 31 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 22 the minimum, 36 thermal sensation, 72% relative humidity. Well, the relative humidity is definitely better. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, few showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. So it looks like we're getting away with it over on this side, doesn't it? Moving up to the metropolitan area where we're hanging out, we've got 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with the minimum being at 22, not much change there. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity, and 72%. Cloudy, they say, this morning, although I can tell you we've had a fair bit of sunshine already so far this morning. Cloudy during the course of the morning. Chance of those few showers in the afternoon, and back to, partially cloudy tonight. So there we go. That's it for the metropolitan area. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, out there to the islands. Let's see what we've got out there. We've got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, 24 degrees, the minimum, 35 the thermal sensation, and relative humidity, not too bad for out there, 77%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and the chance of a few showers coming in during the course of tonight out in the Gulf of Panama. Right, moving away from that to maritime conditions, seeing as we are a maritime nation. Got lots of water on both sides. We're going to start with the tides, as we do, and starting on the Pacific. High tide was at 1:48 this morning, and that was 3.66 metres. Low tide, that will be at 8:07. That'll be 0.82 of a metre. High tide again, 2:23 in the afternoon, 3.81 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 8:35 tonight, 0.88 of a metre. So there you are, that's the Pacific for you. Let's take a look at the Caribbean. Low tide was at 1:55 this morning, just before 2 o'clock, at 0.03 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 9:50, and that'll be 0.27 of a metre. Low tide again, that's going to be at 5:50 today, 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. That's going to be minus 0.03 of a metre. And the high tide, the last one, 11:27 tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. 0.06 of a metre, the last high tide. So we go from 1 inch to 9 inches to minus 1 inch to plus 2 inches. There's not much happening over there. That says, it never ceases to amaze me when you consider the difference between the two sides, the Caribbean and the Pacific. Right. Let's take a look at actual maritime conditions. If you are going to be getting involved with the waves, etc. this morning with the sea, let's start over there at the Caribbean. There is a small craft advisory for this morning, 27 to 30 kilometres an hour winds coming in from the north-northeast in the morning. Waves are up there at 5 feet. So boarding today, please be that extra bit careful. Be very cautious. Should be anyway. Let's take a look at the afternoon. We do still have a small craft advisory for you. Waves up there at 6 feet in the afternoon, 22 to 25 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north in the afternoon. Moving over to the Pacific, We have got a small craft advisory for this morning, 25 to 24 kilometre an hour winds. I wonder if it's going downwards instead of going up, isn't it? So 25 to 24. I'm going to turn it around. Well, the wind this morning, 24 to 25 kilometres an hour coming in from the north. Waves at 4 feet on this side. In the afternoon, the advisory has been dropped. Good conditions in the afternoon. 9 to 12 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northeast in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to drop down just a fraction. They're going to come down to 3 feet. All right. So that's it. There's your weather for this Tuesday morning. There we go, the Alan Parsons Project there, and I in the sky. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody a very happy Tuesday. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. Comes from the Dropkick Murphys. I'm shipping up to Boston. No need to shout, you know. Where's that one coming from? That was Just Take Us Down to the Bottom of the Air. That was How Long. That was for Christopher this morning. Christopher Bowman asked me to play that. Good morning to you, Christopher. Give me another tune and I'll put that on. We had to cut that one a little bit short because we're making our way down to the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Indeed you will. And also, please remember our friends at Valley Motors.
Whoa! Valley Motors! Best car service around Panama! WhatsApp them at 6431-0419!
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And let's take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday morning. Stock markets fell again on Tuesday as a combination of rising COVID-19 cases in China, the war in Ukraine, and worries about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates this week, for the first time since 2018, all knocked investor confidence. Oil prices tumbled down more than 5%, with Brent crude back at $100 a barrel on concerns about demand from China after the country put some areas into lockdown to fight the spread of COVID-19. The prospect of talks between Russia and Ukraine reaching some kind of resolution, even if unlikely for now, also eased immediate concerns about energy supply disruption. European stocks have been rebounding in recent sessions, but they remain down sharply in 2022. In the United States, another sharp drop left the Nasdaq 100, now down more than 20% from its record peak late last year. Wall Street futures pointed to more pain at the opening. By 8:35 GMT, the Euro stocks was 1.6% weaker. France's CAC 40 was down 1.5%. Britain's FTSE was 1.4% lower. The lack of major progress in Ukraine-Russia talks on Monday added to the nervousness, while concerns are now growing about the potential for new tensions between China and the United States. The MSCI World Index has shed 0.6% and flirted with one-year lows. Washington has warned Beijing against providing military or financial help to Moscow after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China's central bank kept some of its policy rates unchanged in a liquidity operation on Tuesday, dashing expectations for a cut, although investors believe policymakers may resume monetary easing soon to prop up the cooling economy. The surprise decision comes a day before US Federal Reserve is expected to deliver its first interest rate hike in 3 years, and analysts say Beijing may want to avoid widening policy divergence for the time being. A section of the Russian Yamal Europe pipeline resumed eastbound gas delivery to Poland from Germany on Tuesday, following normal westbound supplies earlier in the morning. Data from German network operator Gascade showed. Now, according to the data, gas flows eastwards at the Malnau exit point were 4,296,828 kilowatt hours per hour, having flowed in the other direction earlier in the morning. India Oil Corp, the country's top refiner, bought 3 million barrels of Russian Urals from trader Vitol for May delivery, trade sources have said. Its first purchase of the grade since Russia invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February. Western sanctions against Russia have led many companies and countries to shun its oil, depressing Russia's crude to record discount levels. IOC said in late February that it would buy Russian oil on a delivered basis to avoid any complication relating to fixing vessels and insurance. A global food crisis looms unless the war in Ukraine is stopped, because fertilizer prices are soaring so fast that many farmers can no longer afford soil nutrients. Russia's fertilizer and coal billionaire Andrey Melnichenko said on Monday. Several of Russia's richest businessmen have publicly called for peace since President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion on the 24th of February, including Mikhail Friedman, Pyotr Avin and Oleg Deripaska. Lloyds Banking Group Chief Executive Charlie Nunn has begun to shake up of big shake up of the lender's top team and internal structure as he took to drive through a new strategy unveiled last month. The bank will split its three units into five to deliver the investment plans, according to an internal memo seen by Reuters on Tuesday. Nunn, a former HSBC executive who took over at Lloyds in August, is planning to invest £4 billion over the next 5 years, targeted at digitizing the bank and boosting fee income in areas including wealth management. Japan's government will closely watch exchange rate moves, as market stability was very important, Finance Minister Shunichi Suzuki said on Tuesday in the wake of the yen's decline to a five-year low against the dollar. The weaker yen would boost exporters' profits but deal a blow to households and retailers by inflating the cost of importing food, fuel and other raw material goods. Tesla Inc. raised its prices in China and the United States for the second time in less than a week, after CEO Elon Musk said that the US electric car maker was facing significant inflationary pressure in raw materials and logistics. The increases come as costs of raw materials are surging, exacerbated by supply chain disruptions following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Surging inflation is disrupting everything from car pools to the ability to quote prices on new business at already strained US factories. At BCI Solutions, Inc., a metal foundry in Bremen, Indiana, 14 workers quit in the last 2 weeks, over 7% of its total workforce, and an unprecedented number compared with pre-pandemic times. BCI has long struggled to hold workers, but never lost that many in such a short span. The US securities regulators move to identify Chinese firms likely to be delisted from New York for not meeting auditing requirements is pushing more fund managers to exit their holdings and dimming the prospect for new listings in the near term. The US Securities and Exchange Commission last week identified for the first time five Chinese companies, including KFC operator Yum China Holdings, that could face delisting. The move amid a long-running auditing standoff between US and Chinese regulators revived fears among investors and triggered a massive sell-off in Chinese companies' American depository receipts. And lastly, sanctioned Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich was seen in Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday, shortly before a jet linked to him took off for Istanbul. A photograph obtained by Reuters showed Abramovich, owner of Britain's Chelsea soccer club, sitting in the airport's VIP lounge with a face mask pulled down over his chin. Reuters could not verify independently that he actually boarded the flight. Yes, he's come under the crosshairs. They apparently found some scandalous papers about him over there in the UK. Anyway, for now, back to the music. Keep an eye on the time, 20 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you now.
I'm falling into you. Think electric, baby. So
Silk City there, Dua Lipa, and featuring Mark Ronson. Electricity is what it was called. Current affairs. Now, I'll tell you what, I think it's possible that we could have sorted out the problems with Russia and Ukraine. Thanks, as always, to Elon Musk. It says here, Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, has invited the Russian president to single combat, adding, stakes are Ukraine. He also tweeted at the Russian presidency's official web account. There we go. Elon Musk, he's got an answer for everything, hasn't he? Put his prices up of his cars twice in a week. Apparently the Lyft, the company like Uber, they put a price up on because of the fuel. That is it. It's called A Shot at the Night. Comes from the Killers. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Some of the things that are happening today that you might want to keep an eye out for. Today is the provisional deadline for the European Commission's decision. This is on Amazon's proposed acquisition of MGM. Google for games developer. It's their summit that starts today. Volkswagen is set to announce its annual earnings. Digital Summit Phoenix takes place today. So if you're interested in that, Digital Summit Phoenix taking place. And that's today and tomorrow. Adobe Summit, well, that's the Digital Experience Conference. That starts today as well. So the things happening in the world of tech. In the world of music, this is Roxy Music. Avalon.
Now the party's over, I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in a motion. Without conversation or a notion. When the samba takes you out of nowhere, when the background fades out of focus, yes, the picture's changing every moment. And your destination, you don't know where.
Un lugar donde puedas encontrar cursos, conferencias de arte, historia, literatura y actualidad. Pangea es su espacio cultural. Ven y disfruta de la próxima conferencia de arte, el jueves 17 de marzo a las 9:30 de la mañana en el Teatro La Plaza. María Navas, artista internacional invitada, deleitará al público con el tema Protagonistas de su historia, Mujeres en el Arte. Adquiere tus entradas a través del Instagram, @espacio.pangea, o escriba al correo electrónico, info@espaciopangea.com.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. We can all sing along to. That's Dilla Soul there, and All Good featuring, believe it or not, Chaka Khan. I tell you what, this one's taking us up to the top of the hour. Comes from Martha and the Vandellas.
Thank you.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a need, it's a blessing. What's up, your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. We'll be right back.
Hey, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? I'm watching kids walking to school with mom and dad in their cute little uniforms. It's adorable. I'm so happy to see them back. What a way to start going back to normal, having kids going back to school. Next step is getting us masks removed when we're out in public. I don't know. I just running in public, jogging in the public, I mean out like in a park or something, and wearing a mask just seems kind of tough for me. I have a hard time with that. But I got to follow the rules until the rules change. It's starting off to be an interesting morning. I went out to check on things and looked like so many doggone birds had pooped on the car. I just had to hose it off. I don't know what they do. They eat those berries. And then they just kind of go whack, 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 and it's like little red cherry bombs dropping all over the car. That was one way last night when I went to bed, and this morning it just looked like they had a screaming explosion of diarrhea on the car. I got one of them covered. I was hoping to put up a tarp or a tent or something to protect the land, but I mean, I don't want to change the trees because gosh knows we don't have enough of those. And this one sure is pretty, and that's the one I get actual toucans in. Yes, we do. We get Mau Maus and toucans and the red-bellied, yellow-bellied. We just get so many birds here. It's beautiful. And I don't want to lose them because I'm getting poo-poo on my car, so I have to find a place to put my car that don't get poo-poo. Because I'm getting tired of washing all the poo-poo. Anyways, we don't have to talk about that. We're talking about kids going to school, and what a beautiful day. What a glorious morning it is. The belladonna are hanging and changing their colors and look like they're just so beautiful. The purple flowers on the fence, oh, it's a growing vining fence. I want to get it nice and thick so I don't have to see my neighbor. All I can see then would be purple flowers. And down here in front of the sidewalk, I got some of these orange things that only come up when the sun comes up. They're beautiful, but right now they're getting a good drink of water. I got my timer set to water in the back, and the herb garden is just growing like mad. It's an amazing thing. All right, you guys keep washing your hands. Stay away from people. Let's get healthy. Let's get healthy. And back to you in the studio.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work
if I can't wait till it's
There we go, that's what Ingrid needs. Definitely car wash. There's Rolls Royce. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 24 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to be linking up with our guests fairly soon this morning. That's photographer. That's Gregory. We're going to be chatting with him. And also with Alliance Francaise. It's all about Alliance Francaise. So there we go. Gregory Hepp is going to be joining us on Zoom. He's over, he's actually over there in France. And also, of course, from Alliance Francaise, we're going to be chatting with Florian Davroux. And that's not going to be far away. And don't forget, in the last hour, it is Tuesday, we're going to be going cooking with Sarah, our feisty foodie up there in Canada. Linking up with her around about about an hour's time, I guess. This is Elton John and the Captain and the Kid. That's Elton John there, and Captain and the Kid. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're keeping on the time. We're 29 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Call FM, of course, smoothest place on your radio dial. It is time for us to, link up with our guests for this morning. Let me first go over to France. Gregory, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
It's lovely.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. And I think we've got Florian, are you there?
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, okay. Hiding. No. No video this morning. Oh, there you go.
There he is.
Hey, lovely to have you both with us this morning. And congratulations, Gregory, for your exhibition over here at the moment.
Thank you.
We've got some noise coming in from... I can hear birdies, too. Florian, have you got noise there, or...?
Yeah, that's probably... Let me check.
Okay. Anyway, I'll carry on talking with Gregory. Gregory Herb, good morning to you, Gregory. Tell us a little bit, because I was talking to Yasmin. We were saying, because your work is primarily black and white. Well, this exhibition is black and white.
Most of the pictures are in black and white. I said in black and white and gray, actually.
Okay.
But since several years, I have also a little bit of colors.
But black and white is much more dramatic, isn't it? And
absolutely. This is exactly the word. It's more dramatical for me. More emotions, I think. More, I can say, primal emotions for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is for me the proof about people or even landscapes or things. It's like for me, it's like a woman or an actor, a clown without the makeup.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
The color, it's a little bit like that for me. Without the makeup, you only find the truth.
And I mean, over the years I've done a bit of photography, but nothing sort of like yours, of course. But, for instance, if I'm if I do shots of pieces of equipment or whatever in the studio, I always like to do it in black and white. It seems to say, much more. Like you say, it's a little bit more, I don't know, you think a little bit more about what you see rather than having, color can be distracting.
Yes, it could be, but, sometimes you see something around you and okay, this is in color for that one.
Right.
But most of the time, it's I look all around me in black and white and gray.
And tell us a little bit, because this is called From Panama to Panama. Tell us a little about the story behind that. It's your journey, Gregory.
Yes, Panama in French. It's a nickname, a kind of nickname for Paris.
Oh, okay.
The city of Paris.
Okay. We live and learn.
From Panama to Panama.
Okay.
That's the story.
Okay, wonderful. And tell us a little bit about, because it says you're sort of, it's your own odyssey.
You want me to start with my... all my journeys, etc.
Yeah, let's get interesting.
Well, sorry. First of all, sorry for my English because I made a lot of errors. I learned English during my trips, but absolutely not during my studies. So,
Gregory, I grew up with my French being voulez-vous coucher avec moi, pour favor.
That's the most important.
This is.
Yes. So, when I was a teenager in France, in Paris, I was born in Paris and I grew up in Paris. My first love was the world and the theater.
Okay.
So I start at one of the most famous theater school in Paris, named Les Cours Florent. A lot of famous French actors came from that school. But after 5 or 6 years playing a lot on stage, just a little bit on cinema, on movies, I start photography more. It was just a hobby for me, and I start professionally. I go to Africa for 7 years, first of all, with my camera and a bike, and that's all, a bag also. And I start to do a lot of photograph of the spaces in danger,
all right,
especially
right.
The lions, the gorillas, the pachyderm, But yes, the big monkeys, and it was like a revelation for me. It was my art, my world.
Wonderful. I mean, I noticed the picture behind you there, the lion.
The lion. Yeah. Yes. I'm always really close. Even it's a dangerous animal like that, or a landscape, or people, or I like to be really close. So I use large lens all the time. Mm-hmm. And with the lion, of course, I'm in a car, but I'm around four or 5 meters from the lion.
Right.
With the gorillas, it's a little bit different. It's about 10 meters, 15 meters, more. I like to be really close to feel the animal or people, to feel the reaction. Yes, it's there is a lot of adrenaline, but I need that to do a better picture, I think.
Yeah, you've got to know how to run fast when you're working with lions. I mean, I sort of say my father was a you know, very keen photographer, and I remember, you know, the old days in the dark room and so on. So what sort of equipment are you using, Gregory?
For me, the equipment is not really important, because I think at this time you could do a fabulous photograph with
a phone.
An iPhone.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you're quite right.
So it's not, it's a kind of, I don't know the word exactly. It's a little bit fancy when you say, okay, I use that kind of cameras.
Right.
I use Leica cameras.
Okay.
But sometime, if I don't have my camera with me, or I broke my camera, I use a Nikon, Canon, I don't care, in fact. Because for me, the most important is my eyes.
Exactly. In interpretation.
Exactly. And the perspective also.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, you can be walking down the street. I remember walking through the old town here in Panama and going past this particular building, which had obviously been empty because of the pandemic and they'd left it. And there you had this sort of window, and in the other, in through, looking through the window, it was all black except for one little square to one side towards the top, which was illuminated, and there was a silhouette of a sort of like an office chair in there. And I just stopped and looked at it and said, "Oh yes, you know." And you see saying, "Yes, you know, that makes a picture."
And you felt something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Wonderful. Hey, Florian, how are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about us. We're
no, I'm listening. Really interesting, of course.
So tell me, because I mean, you've got so much happening over the next month, because it's sort of Francophile month, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. We have a lot of events. We have, in fact, 27 events on the three next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have cine, we'll have exhibition, we'll have musical shows. We have conference, so there's a lot of things in the French Alliance. We have literature too. Everything is free, so everyone is welcome to having a good time in the French Alliance.
Yeah, well, because Yasmin was there the other day, and she was telling me, you know, she had it was fantastic, the things. She went with the, you know, with the books and the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, she
we also reactivate our Mediatheque.
Yeah.
I don't know the name in English, the library.
Yeah.
In fact, so yeah, we'll have a really nice moment.
And tell me, with the exhibition, with Gregory's exhibition, how did you sort of get together with Gregory to put on the exhibition?
Well he has a representative which lives in between Madrid and Panama. So one day she went to the French Alliance. She presented Gregory's work, and we liked it. So we thought that would be a good opportunity to present his work for the months of the Francophonie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it. So yeah, that's how we got in touch.
That's how we got it here. Have you been to Panama, Gregory?
Never for the moment.
Oh well,
I wish I could, but.
Well, your exhibition's on. You pop over.
Actually, I'm going to Hungary tomorrow.
Oh, and really?
Then I have
yeah.
Another trip after that in Poland, then in Jordania.
Wow.
So
okay.
I was expected to come, but it's impossible.
No. I'm saying, oh, well, that's a good old trip. In fact, I'm talking about Hungary, so, you know, I'm hopefully, my good lady and I are going to have our first holiday for I don't know how many years, and we're doing one of these river cruises through Germany and Austria that way, and we sort of end up in Budapest.
Yes, in Budapest.
That's right. So how do you go about, you know, are you going on a commission, Gregory, just sort of...
Depends. There is a lot of canvas situation. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I'm found an idea, a subject. I'm a very curious person.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm seduced a subject,
mm-hmm.
I'm going very
right.
simply. Yes.
Wonderful.
And after that, I'm looking if it's possible to give my work to a magazine, a newspaper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I work a little bit for press agencies.
Okay.
Named Sopa Image
mm-hmm.
In Hong Kong. But for the rest of my work, it's for my exhibitions all over the world.
Mm. Well, wonderful. Wonderful. And tell me, Florian, what you know, we've got a whole month coming up. Tell me, what is your? I know we've got Gregory here, but I mean, what is your favorite?
Without speaking of the exhibition, of course,
we'll have
a market, a cultural market on the 2 of April.
Oh, wonderful!
We'll have mm-hmm. a lot of things. We'll have food, free food from various countries from the Francophonie.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have Asian food, for example. We have Moroccan food. We'll also have art class for the kids. We'll also
oh, that's
have
good.
A concert. So we'll have a lot of things on this day. It will be a really nice day on the 2 of April, and everything is free.
Yeah.
Once again, that's the nice thing with the French Alliance is. Like the majority of the events are free, so
mm-hmm.
you don't have any excuse to not showing up in the French Alliance.
Okay, yeah, no excuse at all. I'll get Yasmin to take me along. So no, absolutely wonderful. Look, we're going to put all this information on our website today as well, so people can see that. And don't forget the exhibition. Of Gregory Herbst's work from Panama to Panama that started yesterday, opened yesterday, and it's running through to the 8th of April. So we've all got plenty of time to go and see it. So absolutely wonderful.
And we'll have also on Thursday and Friday free tour of the exhibition. So one in Spanish
yeah.
on Thursday and the Friday in French. If you want to work your French, Jerry, that's the moment.
Voulez-vous coucher? Never mind.
You can say that to all the women, huh?
Yes. anyway, look, Gregory, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I'm looking forward to going along and enjoying your work. And Florian, I mean, as always, I mean,
I always
tell you, you know, it's amazing what the amount of events that Alliance Française puts on. And, you know, congratulations for that. And say, well, you know, come and chat to us anytime. And, you know, you're always welcome. And, thank you so much for doing that because it's always great to see a lot of culture. And again, Gregory, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. It's been really interesting. And when you do come to Panama, it's not if, when you do come to Panama,
yes.
Do come along and sit with us here in the studio.
Of course, yes. Can I say a last word?
Of course
because
you can.
I would like to thank Aude Dufausset, the person without whom there would not have been the exhibition, because
mm-hmm.
this is the contact between us, between Florian, the Alliance,
mm-hmm.
and me, who prepare that exhibition. So I would like to thank her for the exhibition. And thank you for your kindness.
No, not at all. It's been really, really lovely talking to you, Gregory. And I say, you know, I look forward to meeting you in person. Okay.
Me too.
Thank you very much. We'll be in touch. Thank you very much, Florian. All the very best to you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, as I guess, for this, I don't forget, in the last hour, we've got Sarah Feisty Foodie from Canada. She'll be chatting with us about, she says cottage pie. Or she says shepherd's pie. But I have something different to say. We'll wait and look forward to that. Music-wise, we're going up Creek Alley with the Mamas and Papas.
I was raised by the river.
Joy Crooks and 19th Floor. Before that, of course, it was the Mamas and Papas and Creek Alley. And time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way up to 8 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've been snoozed at 8. We've got it again for you at 9 o'clock. A big thanks once again to Florian and to Gregory, the photographer. Go along and see that exhibition at Alliance Francaise. It started yesterday and runs through till the 8th of April, so you've got plenty of time.
Best place to be in the mornings.
Yeah.
we go. That's Amy Grant. Bring us up towards the top of the hour. And baby, following on from Eurythmics, it's all right. Baby's coming back. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¿Buscas un lugar donde puedas encontrar cursos, conferencias de arte, historia, literatura y actualidad? Pangea es su espacio cultural. Ven y disfruta de la próxima conferencia de arte, el jueves 17 de marzo a las 9:30 de la mañana en el Teatro La Plaza. María Navas, artista internacional invitada, deleitará al público con el tema Protagonistas de su historia, Mujeres en el Arte. Adquiere tus entradas a través del Instagram, @espacio.pangea, o escriba al correo electrónico, info@espaciopangea.com.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
knocked your crown and ran away. First wound of pride, and how you cried and cried will save your tears. You got years and years.
Think It's Over from Chris Rea. And before that was Bruce Hornsby and The Way It Is. And still to come on this morning's program, we're going to be linking up with, say, with our feisty foodie Sarah Solomon, and be cooking up, well, she says, a particular type of pie. I'm going to mention the fact that I think it's the wrong name. That's going to be fun. And so we're looking at some of the things in my Senior Moments calendar this morning. Here's where it says, we don't have to tell you that memory loss remains a common complaint among the elderly, but a study published in Science Daily shows that simply telling older people that they're forgetful has a demonstrably negative effect. Older adults should be careful not to buy into negative stereotypes about aging. Attributing every forgetful moment to getting older can actually worsen memory problems, said lead author Dr. Sarah Barber, a congenitive psychologist. Thank you. I don't need to be reminding about forgetting things. Obviously, it's terrible, isn't it, when you wander into the kitchen, you open the wrong cupboard, and you're standing there saying, why did I open this cupboard? The wife gives me funny looks sometimes. It's just stone.
Yeah. Are you digging?
Just to know that you are mine, and know that good love in
Like that. Jill Stone there. And a super duper love. Are you digging on me? Time on the booth. Shall I tell you what? We're going to squeeze one more piece of music. Another lady. This time it's Sean Penn. It's Penn Dawn or Dawn Penn. Wait for it. It's No, No, No. Go, Dawn Penn, and you don't love me. No, 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 no. Time on the break for show. We are 29 and a half minutes now. That is before the hour of 10 o'clock. It is time to take a little trip up north, go up to Canada, and say good morning to Sarah.
Good morning.
Tell yourself, okay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice and breezy.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, just checking in.
How's life?
So funny. Life is okay. We're an hour later, so that happened.
Ah, you changed time. Ah, what time is it up there now?
Right.
What time is it now?
10:30.
I can hear something like something sort of sneaking, some sound sneaking. Anyway, what's up with the family? What have you been doing?
Well, we've been celebrating or kind of getting ready to celebrate Purim, which starts tomorrow.
Okay.
And
Purim is what?
It's a Jewish little holiday where kids get dressed up, and there's a whole story about it, and
Jewish Halloween. Okay.
It's not Jewish Halloween. No one goes begging for candy.
Okay, so it's boorish. It's boring Jewish Halloween.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go with boring Jewish Halloween. And it's basically like a festival that commemorates the survival of the Jews a long, long, long time
ago. Is this sort of like 40 days and 40 nights?
No. Really, it's just a two-day celebration.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, you know, just get dressed up to make it more festive. And, you know, the story portrays kind of the villain of the story is a man named Haman.
Okay.
And we make a cookie called a Hamantaschen, which is kind of named after him. And they're in a unique triangular shape,
right,
which is supposed to kind of replicate his ears. All right?
Okay, okay.
And it's a sweet cookie in the shape of a triangle that you fold over in a special way so that the filling doesn't come out.
Uh-huh.
And traditionally it has a filling of either what's called mon, which are poppy seeds, and we make a poppy seed filling.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's got prunes. When we made them last week, we made them with strawberry jam. We even used a cherry pie filling.
Oh, okay.
Apricot jam is often used. Mm-hmm. It's some with Nutella. So we did a whole different variety of them, and they came out great. Like, the kids went a little crazy with the decorations, and they put sprinkles and all kinds of, like, ropes, like those candy ropes, sour ropes, and things like that, which looked a little weird when it was fully baked off. They looked super cute before they were baked. And then what happens is, if your filling is a little too wet, then it kind of oozes out the sides a little bit.
That sounds fun.
Certain fillings work better than others, and so I thought we could touch on some of that and the recipe that we use to make that. And then also, you know, St. Patty's Day is coming up on Thursday, so, you know, we're not going to miss an opportunity to drink or, you know, make something with a little bit of green in it that's a little festive. And then I also, since you were talking about your shepherd's pie a couple weeks ago, and, you know, we have an Irish holiday coming up, I thought that we could combine those two things, and we could talk about how to make a delicious shepherd's pie.
But you know what? Do you know what? But that is a cottage pie.
A cottage pie? Because it has vegetables in it?
No. Think about it. What do shepherds look after? Seriously, what do shepherds look after?
Sheep?
Exactly. A shepherd's pie is made with lamb.
A cottage pie.
No, it's interesting because, I mean, seriously, I mean, people call it, you know, everything. They're inclined to call both of them, oh, it's a shepherd's pie. But the actual thing is that the shepherd's pie is made with ground lamb and the cottage pie with ground beef.
You know what? It's a very good point. And I use beef in this recipe only because I actually changed it because I thought finding ground lamb
might be
a bit of a challenge in Panama.
Oh, absolutely.
So I substituted beef, and then I even put in the brackets that you could use a combination of beef and pork, but not too
much.
That's true. I want it to dry out. But if you can find ground lamb, please make it with ground lamb. I love it with ground lamb.
And if you do find it, let me know.
Well, exactly.
I mean, lamb.
So sometimes I kind of, you know, try to massage the recipes to make sure it's stuff that you have available there.
But I mean, lamb here is really a luxury.
You know, I've had local Panamanian lamb. Like, I've had that a long time ago. And then we used to find lamb chops at Casa de Jamon.
That's right. That's right.
Was kind of really one of the only places where you could find it. But it's definitely premium ingredient that can be a little tricky to find. So I thought I could substitute ground beef in there and I wouldn't hear any complaints, but, you know, you're just like my husband. Complain the first time you get.
Hey, that's what I do best.
You know, that's why we sound like an old married couple.
Not so much of the old.
Well, you know, speak for yourself.
Are we going to start with the shepherd's pie?
No, we were going to start with the Hamantaschen, but we can start with the shepherd's pie. By all means, let's start with shepherd's pie because, you know, Hamantaschen is more of a dessert. So we'll start with our main. And part of the reason I love this dish is because it's like a main and a side all in one.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't need to prepare so many different things, although you prepare them separately, but it's all gets served together. So I love that it's kind of like an all in one, you know, kind of like a trooper. So we're going to start off with a garlicky potato topping. And we're going to use about 4 or 5 large russet potatoes. And we're going to peel and quarter them. And we're going to peel 4 whole garlic cloves. And we're going to have about 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup to 1/2 cup of beef broth, and about 4 tablespoons of butter. And then we're going to have salt and pepper you know, to taste,
mm-hmm.
and nonstick cooking spray. So to start off, we're going to boil our potatoes and garlic in, we're going to put them in cold water, bring mm-hmm. it up to a boil, and we're going to let the potatoes and garlic get tender. It should take about 15 to 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to drain it. And we're going to add to that, we're going to add our sour cream. And we're going to start off with a quarter cup of beef broth. And we're going to see how the texture is. So if you need to add a little bit more, you know, some potatoes are starchier than others.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you may need to add a little bit more. That's why I've given you a range of one quarter to half a cup of beef broth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to add our seasoning. And we're going, you can either use a hand masher, or if you've got a hand beater, you can use that as well. And we're just going to blend that until the potatoes are nice and light and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
It should take about a minute to two. And as I said, if the mixture gets a little too dry, just add a little bit more of that remaining beef broth, all right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Until it's the consistency that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just be sure not to overmix it. And then we're just going to cover it and set it aside.
Okay.
We're going to crank up our oven to about 350 degrees, and we're going to spray about a 10-inch round baking dish. If you have a Pyrex, use whatever you've
mm-hmm.
got.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure we put a little spritz of some non-stick cooking spray on there so nothing sticks to the edges.
Okay.
So from that point, now we're going to prepare our filling because we've got our topping all done. And we're going to heat a large frying pan or a skillet over medium heat. And we're going to, I think what kind of makes this recipe a little bit more different than the one, you know, that maybe your mom or your granny make is, I don't know if they put bacon in it, but
I really
kind of thought that was a fun, smoky addition. It's going to give it a little more moisture, especially if you end up using a ground meat that doesn't have a lot of fat in it. This
mm-hmm.
will give it a little bit more fat. Because, you know, if it doesn't have a lot of fat, then it's going to eat dry.
I must admit, I could, you know, I'm inclined when I was with it. We're looking at the premium minced beef the other day. And I said, Chris, no, we'll go with the other one that's got the more fat in it because it's
right.
you need that for the to get really the flavor as well.
Exactly. Well, the flavor's in the fat, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this
mm-hmm.
when we've talked about steak and burger preparations, Burger Week previous years, and that kind of thing. So the fat is in the flavor is in the fat. So
mm-hmm.
I tend to not even buy that extra lean ground beef. I find it eats a bit too dry. It really depends on
mm-hmm.
what recipe
mm-hmm.
you're making. And so for this one, it adds a little bit of bacon in there, which I think really gives it a nice bit of smokiness
mm-hmm.
and gives it another little different texture when you're eating it. So we're going to stir it occasionally until it's browned and almost crisp. It should take about 7 to 8 minutes or so. And then with a slotted spoon, we're just going to set that aside on a plate with some paper towel on
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to add the drippings, the oil drippings to the skillet, and again, get that up to a medium heat. And we're going to cook our onions in that delicious fat. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to add a little bit of salt to that. And we're going to cook it until the onions are very soft and kind of beginning to brown. So that should take about 10 minutes or
mm-hmm.
so. We're going to sprinkle a wee bit of sugar on that just to caramelize them a little bit and cook them down a bit more. It should take about another 3 minutes or so. So far, we're all good. From that point, we're going to mix in our beef or lamb or a combination, whatever you guys
mm-hmm.
can find there. And the recipe's written it just with beef, but as I said, substitute in what you got.
Sure.
And then we're going to stir that occasionally over medium-high heat until that beef begins to brown. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take that long, maybe 6 or 7 minutes as well. And then from that point, now I've chosen to add carrots, peas, and corn to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like one of those, you don't have to. I mean, my kids may pick out the carrots, you know, but the corn and peas will be fine. I just think it gives a little bit of nice color to it when
mm-hmm.
you eat it. I think a traditional, really traditional, I don't know if how your grand made it, but did she make it without vegetables at all? I think is also
It depends. We used to sometimes, but it's strange because we also used to make similar thing, but with our, we used to do a minced beef pie, okay, which is, you know, with the, and that always was basically beef and onion pie. But in the shepherd's or the cottage pie, we would normally have peas and carrots in there.
Okay, We once had a cook who made it with boiled egg in it, which I think is a completely different dish.
Yeah.
So for this, we're just using those that nice combination of vegetables. And we're going to add the garlic in at that same time and cook it for about 5 minutes until the veggies begin to soften.
Okay.
We're going to stir in a little bit of tomato paste and flour, and that's going to soak up some of that fat, and it's going to give it a really nice kind of not a like almost a gravy, but not a gravy. You know what I mean? It just gives it that moistness that we want. And we're going to cook that in. And now I think this is one of the ingredients that makes it special and kind of makes it a little more Irish, is we're going to add about a bottle of beer. So it could be a light beer or a dark beer, but it's about one 12-ounce bottle of beer. Okay? And this is something that I think really kind of takes it to the next level. So we're going to put in that beer, and we're going to bring it to a boil for about 3 minutes or so. And then using a wooden spoon, I want you to scrape out all the little brown bits at the bottom of the pan. Because to me, that those are really concentrated sugar nuggets. So we're going to scrape up all those brown bits at the bottom of the pan, and we're going to add that bacon back in. And we're going to just add a bit of beef broth to it, about half a cup or so, and then some fresh, finely minced rosemary. And that's going to give it a nice little fresh, herbaceous punch to it that we want. And we're going to re-season it with some salt and pepper, reduce the heat, and uncovered, and we're going to simmer it probably for about 15 minutes or so until the sauce thickens and it all comes together in a beautiful texture.
Okay.
All right? So now we've got our filling prepared. We've got our topping prepared. We're going to spoon our meat mixture into our baking dish. We're going to spread the topping evenly over the beef mixture, and we're going to bake it until the filling is hot. So it should take about 35 minutes or so, because we want those potatoes to start to have that beautiful golden brown cover. We're going to remove it from the oven at about 35 minutes and sprinkle it with some cheese, and then let it bake, you know, 7 to 10 minutes more until it's nice and bubbly. Top it off with some fresh parsley or fresh chives, whichever you prefer. And you've got this wonderful dish that's super hearty. It's very comforting and warm. And, you know, it's a little nod to the Irish on St. Patty.
I tell you what I like to do as well. When I'm glad to see you add the cheese. I love the cheese on the top. But the other thing as well what I'd like to do is then stick it under the grill.
The broiler, for sure.
Yeah,
you can definitely do that. And you want to get it a little golden and bubbly.
That's right,
You know, I've had this dish so many different ways. And so what I've done is I've kind of pulled out different variations of what I love in that dish. And so I like to have those pops of, like, sweet corn and sweet peas in it. I love to have that cheese coating on it as well. So I think it's going to be a really nice combination, especially with that touch of bacon and then that little bit of beer that'll give you, like, a slight bitter note in the back, which will add to those layers of flavor.
And it really is really quite a simple dish to do. And it's what I call a comfort food.
Totally. Total comfort food. Yeah. And somehow it always still tastes delicious the next day. It's one of those
dishes definitely.
That you eat for kind of 2 days or so. You can, and so if you're going to make it on
second day, you can always have it cold, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Pop it in the microwave. You know, really one of those dishes that's not so hard to make. And, you know, even though it's kind of two dishes in one, it's so nice that you don't have to keep preparing other things. It's a keeper. That's one of my favorites. And I think that touch of smokiness from the bacon and that little bit of bitterness from the beer really kind of kicks it up a notch.
Have you tried it with rum?
I haven't tried it with rum.
I must do that.
In the recipe or as a cocktail on the side?
A bit of both.
It's one of those mornings, is it?
Let's have a look at your hamantaschen.
Hamantaschen. Okay, so as I said, these are a triangular-shaped cookie that we make typically only at Purim time, which is starting tomorrow. I've sent you actually some pictures, which Yasmin can post, of how to fold it. Because we went to a hamantaschen party last weekend, and it seemed a lot of people didn't know how to fold it properly. And so when you don't fold it properly, they kind of flatten, and all of the filling squeezes out the side. I've sent some instructions along with how to do that. And you want to know a funny fact? I had never made hamantaschen before this party. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to this party and all these people know how to do this. I better read up on this, like do some homework before I go. And the funny thing was, at the party, out of all the people there, I was the only one who knew how to fold it properly because I had researched it. And they're like, oh, look at you, the professional maker. I'm like, in fairness, I cheated like 20 minutes ago and like Googled how to do this properly because I didn't want to show up and, you know, look like I didn't know what I was doing. So now apparently after that, I was like the hum and tushing pro and everybody was asking me how to fold them. So let's get to that recipe now. So we're going to start off by making a dough. And this dough often has a bit of orange zest flavoring to it. This is an optional thing. So you can do it or not do it depending on your preferences. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off with some flour, baking powder, a half a cup of finely ground almonds, about 9 ounces of butter that we want to soften first, and some confectioner sugar, icing sugar. We're going to add about 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar as well, a mm-hmm. teaspoon of vanilla just to give it that little extra oomph. And as I said, about a teaspoon of orange zest, which is optional. I happen to like it in there because I was kind of raised with that flavor profile. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not mandatory. And then we're going to finish off that recipe with 2 eggs and a pinch of salt.
Okay.
And so first off, we want to sift our flour and almonds, and we want to beat our butter and confectioner sugar and the ground sugar together, right? So those are 2 separate things because you have your wet mm-hmm. and your dry. So then to our wet, which is our butter mixed with sugar, we're going to add our eggs, vanilla, and our orange zest at this time if you're using it, and we're going to combine that nicely until it's well mixed. And then we're going to add our dry ingredients to our wet mixture, so adding our sifted flour and almonds to that, as well as the baking powder and salt. And we're just going to mix that dough until it's nicely formed, and then we're going to knead it a little bit, but we just want to make sure we don't overwork this dough. We only mm-hmm. knead it until it's at the right consistency. So if it's too crumbly, then we want to add a little bit of water. You can add it about 1 teaspoon at a time, and then using your hands to knead the liquid into the dough until the dough is nice and smooth, slightly tacky to the touch, but not sticky, and a consistency that feels like you can roll it out. From that point, we're going to wrap it in plastic and just pop it into the refrigerator for about 2 or 3 hours or so until it's nicely chilled. Because if the dough is too warm, that's when it also kind of splays out.
Oh, okay.
When you bake it. Mm-hmm. So if it's mm-hmm. nicely chilled, you can even chill it overnight if you want. It's not a problem. And it's nicely chilled, then it'll hold its shape a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so while we've got that chilling, we're going to make the kind of classic poppy seed filling. As I said, there are other shortcuts if you don't want to get started into making the poppy seed filling, or poppy seeds aren't your thing. There's a lot of other options you can do which are store-bought and kind of a little bit simpler, a little less classic, but still delicious.
Okay.
And still fully acceptable. So what we're going to do is take a medium saucepan, and this filling just has about 300 grams of ground poppy seeds, a cup of sugar, and then you can either use milk or orange juice to it, depending on the flavor profile that you prefer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're going to add a little bit of honey and some lemon zest if you want as well to kind of pair nicely with those slightly citrusy
mm-hmm,
flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So in a saucepan, we're going to heat the milk, sugar, and poppy seeds for about 15 minutes. And then we're going to add in our honey and lemon zest. We're going to cook that for about 5 minutes more, and we're going to let it cool. So it's not a tricky recipe. It's just whether you feel like doing it or not. And then let's say now our dough's all rested. We're going to put sprinkle a bit of flour onto our work surface just so that things don't stick. I like to put a little bit on my roller as well. And we're going to roll it out to about 1/4 inch thickness. And using a 3-inch cookie cutter or a glass, whatever works for you, whatever you've got, but you want it to be about 3 inches big.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cut out circles, and you want to take a teaspoon and put about 1 teaspoon of filling inside. Now, if you put too much, it's going to ooze. If you put too little, it's going to be dry. So let's try to stick around a nice kind of healthy teaspoon of filling.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we want to do is you're going to take your circle, and we're going to fold it into a triangle where the edges, you know, like when you're folding a box, and you want to make sure that one edge is under the other. So that's what we're going to do. It. We're going to fold it into a triangle, and I've sent you the instructions of how to fold it, where you grasp the bottom part of the circle, fold it upwards to create a flap, and then you're going to grasp the next side, and you're going to put the flap underneath.
Right.
And that way we're creating a nice little pocket or a nice little corner. And you want to make sure that you pinch them well, because, again, depending on the looseness of your filling, it might come out. Right?
Okay.
And then these puppies bake for about 10 minutes at, I think, 375 I put. Is that right? Yeah? 375. And you're going to take them out when they're nice and golden brown. And as I said, if you don't want to make the poppy seed filling or poppy seeds aren't your thing, you can buy cherry pie filling. You could buy Nutella. You could buy strawberry or apricot jam. Prune jam is also very, very common in this recipe as well. So make it however you like and enjoy.
All right, fine. Well, look, we've got about a minute and 20 seconds to go. Let's quickly do an Irish coffee.
Oh, right. All right. So for our Irish coffee, we've got heavy cream, light brown sugar, whiskey, preferably Irish, and then some hot fresh brewed coffee. So we're going to whip the cream with the brown sugar in a medium bowl until we get some nice soft peaks. We're going to divide whiskey into two mugs. We're going to pour it with our hot coffee and top it with our whipped cream.
And that's
pretty easy. That's it. So if you really want to make it Irish, you can add a couple drops of green food coloring to it. Or you could even sprinkle some green sugar sand or green sprinkles on top.
No.
There you go.
I'm not even one of these people that likes green beer.
Well, you know, it's just regular beer with some food coloring. So,
exactly.
You know, that's why I said if you want to add a green cocktail, add green food coloring to whatever your favorite clear cocktail or beer is. I thought, let's leave that and let's make an Irish coffee because I know that's something you can get into.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like a dessert. So if you have your shepherd's pie and your Irish coffee, it's like you have your appetizer, your side dish, your drink, and your dessert.
There
all
you
in
go.
One.
That's it.
In two recipes. How easy is that?
It's, I tell you what, these today, I mean, in fact, I would, you know, the problem I have is with making pastry. That's my big problem.
You know what? I bet if you went to Delica or Super Kosher, they may even have the Hamantaschen pastry already made.
Oh, there we go. That's a good idea.
Worth a shot. I don't know, maybe Renee can pop by or one of our other listeners can let us know if they've seen already made Hamantaschen pastry at one of the kosher supermarkets. It might be available. It's available in Toronto, so you never know.
All right. Well, look, you guys look after yourselves. Enjoy your couple of days holiday, your Purim, and have fun with that. And
we're actually in March break.
We'll be back with you next week.
Excellent. Look forward to it.
All right.
Have a great week. Happy cooking.
And you, Sarah, our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon with us from up there, up north in Canada. And that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks to my guests in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. That was Gregory Herpe, and also to Florianne from Alliance Francaise. Thanks, as always, to Sarah for her recipes today. Don't forget you can find those recipes on our website, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. All right, you'll find us on there. And also we'll put in there how to fold your little cookie thingies. I forgot the word. Anyway, thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, to the boys and girls at Grupo Grow to keep us up and running, and as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3. Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. What do we say tomorrow? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, welcome to Wednesday already. So just remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please look after yourselves, keep safe, because what do we say we want to be doing 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? Want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.